This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. It's so funny to me what I remember from the past, from all my schooling. One of the few things that I actually remember from law school was from my business administration class. And the professor taught us the line, an investor is wise who diversifies. Of course, I especially love that because it's a rhyming admonition. I love things that rhyme. But as time has gone by, I've realized that this is really true. It really is wise to diversify. It's true for friends. Have a lot of friends that do a lot of different things. For work, my writing work, I realize I'm happier when I have a lot of different irons in the fire. I tend to want to work on one project at a time, but I'm actually happier when I have a lot of things going on. And Winston Churchill, I wrote a biography of Winston Churchill, and so I studied him quite closely. In addition to his public duties, people might not realize that he loved to paint, he loved to play card games, he loved to read, he loved to lay bricks, he wrote all the time, in addition to everything else that he did as a public servant. And in his charming book, Painting as a Pastime, Churchill wrote, "To be really happy and really safe, one ought to have at least two or three hobbies. And they must all be real." I don't have a lot of hobbies other than reading and writing. And so I've thought a lot about that advice. An investor is wise who diversifies. I wrote a short, unconventional biography of Winston Churchill called 40 Ways to Look at Winston Churchill. And I'll link to it in the show notes if you're interested in taking a look. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.